And this insecurity was actually caused by the deserters, those soldiers who were well trained and then sent to the front line, and they came back with their full mission, and they actually caused a lot of insecurity in Bhopal.
What sort of insecurity are they causing on the civilians on their return from the battlefield?
Yeah, the insecurity they're causing in Bhopal, disturbing the civilians at night time. They come to the houses, knocking doors, entering in, sometimes killing people, sometimes injuring people. But if you don't have money, they're asking for money. And if you don't have it, then they will shoot you. Exactly what happened in Juba, this is what happened in both here. And also, some criminals using different type of looting people or carrying people things or breaking the shops in the market, like a chemical. They use the chemical. So these are the things that people talked over it and they agreed that the Security Committee should be given full authority to take measures in order to maintain the security in Chungle State.
You said they loot and perhaps kill people. On your security review meeting, did you come up with a certain specific number of people who got killed in Bhopal in connection with such insecurity incidences that are caused by the soldiers who are returning from the battlefield?
Yeah, I mean to say, came from the front line and disturbing people, as I mentioned it. But no measures were being taken by the security because we realized that those people, those deserters, have been protected by the civilians. When the SPLA tried to find out the people who were actually deserted, they found protection from the civilians. So there was no way, actually, people to, or SPLA try to get their people.
And what measure have you designed from this meeting in order to apprehend those who continue to disturb the peace of the civilians by looting them?
We didn't actually design or give some solutions to the SPLA or to the Security Committee. But what we say, we give full authority to the Committee of Security in both towns of Jumbule State in order to take measures. The measures which they will take it, it is not our concern. But it will be actually known by anybody else that the measures will be taken.
Your Excellency, you may not have come in contact with the deserters, but as a person in the top management system of Jungle Estate, could you tell to the public why that cause of differences? They leave their colleagues there and then they come to the town to terrorize the civilians.
I don't know the reason why they came to go down or they came to some areas, but they know it. They know it. Why did they come? And they are also very huge number. It's not only some of them. Well, very huge actually, not limited number. We don't have their telephone numbers or contacts to contact them or something like that. But the soldiers or SPLA headquarters, they know it. SPLA Division 8, they know it. They know them. The problem is how to get them.
Okay. The commander in SPLA Division 8 here in Jongle was there in the meeting. Did he explain that he had contact with those commanders also in the field and possible reason as to why and whether this number of people are still in Bhopal?
They were there. The top commanders, commander of Division 8, all commissioner of police, of prisons, everybody was there. they cannot explain why did they come from the front line. They didn't explain, and they're surprised. Why did they leave the front line to disturb the people in the towns?